Starry Night. On May the 8th, 1889, Van Gogh was admitted to the asylum of St. Paul de Mazol, near Saint-Rémy de Provence, where he was assigned two rooms, one of which he could use as a studio to paint. He remained there for just over a year, and during this period he painted the masterpiece Starry Night. Like other paintings produced in this period, Starry Night is full of symbolic meanings, and the oil colours are used in large quantities, creating rich textures with a technique that comes close to modelling. It's apparently simple, but in its essence, it's very deep, complex, and highly evocative. A small valley immersed in the night. A village dominated by the spire of a bell tower. A large cypress tree in the foreground almost aspires to infinity, like a mirror of Van Gogh's soul looking for peace. The landscape, which at first sight is idyllic and reconciling, actually recounts the powerful, romantic vision of a terrible, grandiose nature. On the right, we see lines of olive trees, whose arched branches are entwined, almost forming a barrier. In the background, the high Alpilles hills cut across the canvas diagonally, and a band of clouds seems to threaten rain, while the moon occupies most of the right part of the painting. The sky is crossed by stars, which seem dangerous, aggressive fireballs dragged into the dense current of space, modelled on titanic, rotating waves, as if responding to an implacable necessity.